You've been more than I can handle, George. Annie's wedding is not a conspiracy against you. It's just a wedding. People have them every day in every country in the world. I know it's going to be expensive, but we don't go to Europe. We don't own fancy cars. I don't own expensive jewelry, so we can afford to have a big wedding.
Nina.
I'll get you out of here on one condition, Banks, that you agree to the following. Now repeat after me. I, George Stanley Banks.
I, George Stanley Banks.
Promise to pull it together and act my age. Promise.
Promise to pull it together and act my age.
I will stop hyperventilating, rolling my eyes, unbuttoning my top collar button.
I don't unbutton my
collar.
Oh,
yeah, no. Like, you mean this bit? Mm-hmm.
Stop hyperventilating, rolling my eyes, and unbuttoning my top collar button.
I will stop making faces in general, and I will definitely stop telling everybody I meet how much this wedding is costing.
I don't tell everyone how much it costs.
He told you, right?
$250 a head.
Oh, well, thanks.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. This is Adam and Danielle, and we're back for episode number 2. We're going to be talking about our pet peeves and what bothers both of us about each other. And I think this is going to be a really fun episode for you guys to listen to. I know it's going to be for us because we don't know what each other is going to say. So here's Danielle.
And that was a clip from Father of the Bride, which is another awesome movie, one of our favorites. Actually, also a really great movie to watch with your kids if you're looking for one. But I love that scene when George is in jail. He's gone to jail for taking hot dog buns out of the package because there wasn't the same amount of buns to fit the hot dogs, and he was getting frustrated and he had just had it. And she comes in to bail him out, but she uses it also as an opportunity because the entire time they've been planning the wedding, he's been cheap, which is obviously a huge pet peeve of hers in their marriage. So, and then there's that hilarious scene where they're going through the list of invites and George mentions an uncle that he can't believe they're inviting. And Annie, the daughter getting married, says, "Wait, didn't he die last year?" And George is like, "Yes, good," because it's one less person on the list. But I love that scene because I love how Nina deals with and understands George so well and is patient with him and, you know, realizes that as much as it's a frustration, she loves him and they don't let it affect them too much. So, and I think a lot of people would agree that I think cheapness is a word.
I believe cheapness is a word.
Okay. I think that a lot of people will agree that in a lot of marriages, one person, you know, wanting to spend more than the other, even though I do feel a little bad for George. I think $250 a head sounds like a lot of money, and this was in the 1990s.
That's true. That was in the 90s. I mean, that's like bar mitzvahs these days, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know, but I feel like a little bit. I feel for him. I mean, $250 a head sounds like a lot of money. But anyway, I like how they deal with it in their marriage and that she sort of has a sense of humor about it. And I think you have to. You have to have a sense of humor. Well, first of all, I have a few observations. First of all, you're definitely a little too excited about this episode.
I have been waiting for this one for so long.
I know. And secondly, I was thinking this morning, the other day you sent me flowers just because, and also this morning you did all the dishes, which is a rarity.
Shh, don't tell everybody that.
But now I'm realizing why, because you were playing defense in case you upset me during this episode.
I'm smarter than you think.
Exactly. No, you're not. I knew what you were doing. But also, I think probably that this is going to be a lot more painful for me than it is for you.
This may be also the first podcast divorce recorded.
We actually have a divorce lawyer on call, standing by.
Sitting right here.
So I gave you a list of things to fill in, a blank list, and I did the same. And we have no idea we have somewhat of an idea because we live with each other. But for the most part, we don't know what each other's going to say. And I did some research, while I was preparing for this podcast about married couples and what some common pet peeves and annoyances are. And it said on the Huffington Post that the number one pet peeve in the bedroom for married couples, which I was really shocked about, I thought for sure it was going to be snoring. Because every woman I know, I feel like, complains about her husband snoring.
Oh, I feel like every woman I know snores.
Oh, yeah, does that too. Although I don't snore.
So
oh, no,
no, definitely
about.
Not.
I don't.
No, of course not.
But it was actually the other person hogging the blanket, which is the number one bedroom pet peeve. I thought it would have maybe been like watching TV in bed or something, but that was it.
I don't know. That seems kind of boring.
What?
That the number one pet peeve is somebody hogging the blanket?
That's what the Huffington Post said. I don't know. Wow. And then in CBS News, they did a study in January 2017, so a pretty recent study. And it said some of the top annoying habits. Number five was bodily quirks, so picking your nose or making sounds or whatever that might be.
Gross.
My number four is my spouse is not financially responsible. Number three, my spouse can be a control freak sometimes. That sounds more than a pet peeve. That sounds like a more serious issue.
Much more of an
number
issue.
Two is my spouse snores. And number one is my spouse has selective listening. 40% of people
What'd you say?
Said exactly. Well, we know that you're already a selective listener. I think we've established that. Okay, so why don't you go first? That way I can get the last word in each time.
So, okay, are we doing any kind of order here or just
I didn't do order.
Okay, so we're just naming pet peeves.
Yours are all equally annoying. I didn't need to put them in
order. Oh, okay. Well, because I have tiers. I have level 1 through 100. And do you want me to start at the least annoying and work my way up to the most annoying?
All right, just go. Just get on with it.
Okay, so I started mine with what I kind of consider now to be kind of the least annoying, but at one point was the most annoying. Can you guess what that was or is?
I mean, messiness.
Okay.
All of yours are going to be messiness.
Well,
I think that covers it all.
All right,
let's go, my turn.
I think, all right, so that could encompass what I have as an answer as messiness, but I just put always some kind of dishes in the sink, where in the beginning, that was huge. Remember that?
I know. I remember in our first apartment together, we were still dating.
Oh, I hate that.
There was a pot in the sink for like 2 days. Remember
it was,
that?
But it was a big pot.
Okay. It was a big pot.
It was.
And that was some fight.
Okay. And please don't be mad at me for saying this because it goes along with it.
I'm sure I'm going to be mad, but I have to get over it.
You suck at loading the dishwasher.
That's not true.
Suck.
I am really good at loading the dishwasher.
Oh, please. Anytime
I can fit so much stuff in there.
You can. And that's why nothing comes out clean. There's glasses
oh,
inside of bowls.
On?
Oh, my God. I have to like rewash what you dishwash.
Yeah, I know. Every 5 months when you load the dishwasher, you have to rewash.
Every morning behind your back. You don't even know I'm doing it.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, messiness, dishes in the sink, that whole thing. That's kind of the lower end of the pet peeve.
Oh, really? I thought that was going to be...
Well, like I said, initially that was huge, but now I'm on Zoloft and I feel much better about it. So it doesn't bother me quite as much anymore.
That was my pet peeve before you went on Zoloft, was that you weren't on Zoloft. But now you are.
Yeah, I feel great.
One of the most annoying things, and it's small...
Wait a minute. Most annoying and small?
Well, it's a small thing, but it has a high annoyance rate.
Oh, okay.
It's what do you call that one? I don't know.
Me either.
Okay. You blow your nose in the shower. And I go in there afterwards, and all I think about is you blowing your nose, and now I'm standing there, and
it's
I realize
clean.
That
it's
I
a shower.
Know, I realize that, but it's so gross.
I don't think that's so bad.
Do you pee in the shower, too?
Of course I pee.
I don't pee
I
in the
wait
shower.
To pee to go into the shower.
No, you don't.
Of course. I'm not going to waste a flush.
Wow. Okay, now I'm going to... Well, that's great. Now I'm going to imagine you blowing your nose, and I actually did get video of you blowing your nose for proof. Well, not
shower?
Video, audio. I didn't video you.
Oh.
Yes, I got
audio. Put that on the website for everybody. I'm sure they're going to love to put it on. Yeah, they're going to love that.
Well,
that'll bring people in.
So that was one.
Okay, so I did not expect that one. I didn't have that on my list of what I thought you would say. Wait, so what I said you had, right? The messiness, dishes in the sink kind of thing. That's the same thing.
I thought messiness was going to be all of yours. I didn't realize I have any other annoyances.
No. Oh my God, there's so much more.
No, I do have that you could think other things.
Okay, so my next one. All right. Speaking of bathrooms and gross.
I know what you're going to say.
You want to say it or should I?
I don't know if we have something different though.
Flushing the toilet. You don't flush the toilet.
You just said you don't want to waste a flush.
It's disgusting.
First of all, it's not always me.
Who is it?
The kids.
No, it's always you. Because you know what? I remember when you were in college.
Can we just clarify that it's just pee?
Yes. Yes, okay, of course.
Thank you.
In college, I would come visit you in your dorm room in New York. Anytime I went into the bathroom, there was pee and toilet paper just stuffed in the
bathroom.
That
is because we would always have overflowing of toilets. So we didn't flush very often because we knew that the toilet was going to
overflow. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We don't have overflowing of toilets in the house for the last 15 years, 20 years.
I don't want to ruin the septic.
Okay, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for thinking about me. I just think that's the weirdest thing. And if I could also say, because
my whole family does that. My sister does
that's
that.
That's so bizarre.
I think my dad didn't want us to waste water or something. Probably. I don't know. But we all do it. I know that.
But if I can squeeze in kind of another thing into this one, because
it's
the bathroom.
Go ahead.
I think it's fair.
That I leave my stuff in there. Is that what you're going to say?
That's a whole one by itself.
Oh.
No, I really didn't do that, but that's kind of it too, that your clothes are everywhere on
all right,
the bathroom.
Well, that's messiness.
Ugh. All right, so that kind of goes with the first two.
Okay.
You don't change the toilet paper. What is that? Oh. You put the toilet paper roll on top of the bar.
I don't
instead
have time.
Of putting it on
I'm very
the bar.
Busy. There's probably usually a kid screaming
so
for me or something.
So bizarre. I don't get it.
I should do
it, that. It's not bad. It's not like it offends me in any way. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I got.
I can't argue.
Right. Of course you can't.
I thought another one you were going to say about the bathroom. Is that all your bathroom stuff ones?
On this list, yes.
I thought you were going to say that I use your razor and deodorant and stuff.
That's my number one.
Okay. Oh, oops. I ruined it for you.
You ruined it.
I'm sorry. Well, I knew that was going to be on there because I know you get mad at me.
All right, we'll talk about that one later.
Because
that's a biggie.
Because me using your stuff is gross. Why would you
We're not
want
talking
me to use
about
something
that yet,
that's
because
touching me on you?
I'm about to throw up. Can we just hold off
makes
on that?
Makes no sense. Okay. I would say my next one is riling the kids up before bed. That I ask you to go put them to bed, and instead of like,
you ask me to help with the
down,
kids.
No. That's not helping. You literally go in there and are like throwing them and wrestling with them, and I'm trying to get them to go to sleep.
I don't see the kids all day. I want to play. I want to have fun.
Please,
I miss them.
Please. Okay.
And I'm trying to
so
help you at the same
you
time.
Why can't you be with them and lay in bed and read them a book?
It's boring.
No, it's not. It's much more. Then they would go to
Nobody
bed
wants
earlier.
To do that.
All right, go ahead.
All right, that was quick. Okay, I'll kind of skip around to an obvious one, which is finances.
Yeah.
It was in the list of the top whatever,
yeah.
Of course. Just spending money without even knowing where it's coming from or if it's there. And sometimes it's not, and I get the call. My credit card didn't work. What happened? Oh, honey, you spent too much that week, so we reached our limit. And that's what happened.
All right, well. I have a lot to buy.
I have five people to buy for. I know.
And
I know. Two dogs. Right.
Life is expensive.
Damn right it is.
No, I knew you were going to say that.
Right. That's why I just kind of threw that one in quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that has been in the past. You know, I think most couples have.
That's an obvious for everybody.
Right. I think everybody. And I think we deal with it better than. Like, you used to, like, send me emails of all the spending I'd done and stuff.
Zoloft. Much better.
Right. That was terrible. I hated that. Don't do that. Don't.
That's why you put me on medication. Now I understand.
Why? So I wouldn't send you.
So I feel okay and better about everything.
Hello. That's what Zoloft is for.
Well, now I get it. There was a kind of something behind it, so that I wouldn't keep yelling at you about stuff.
Well, I mean, aren't you less stressed? No, I put you on because you were having... Not that I put you on. I'm no doctor. I just recommended it.
You could be a doctor by now.
I probably could. Maybe I should be.
Helping other people?
Yeah.
Get better?
No,
actually, you could because you have a lot of knowledge about...
that everyone go on Zoloft. Is that a bad thing to do?
No, but you know what? You've definitely helped people in the past who have you've seen...
I help tons of people.
You have.
Because I'm so open about it.
Well, you're also very knowledgeable about it because of all the doctors you've seen over the years.
Right.
No. So, no, but it's true. You have helped people, so...
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, so also, and this is a big one, and I think this is a lot of married couples too. I cannot stand when you say I didn't tell you something and I did. I always, I'll say to you, hey, remember we have that dinner tonight or, you know, we have that appointment or we have a conference with the kid's teacher. And you'll be like, you didn't tell me that. I don't know about that. And then I'll.
That's true.
And then I'll go back and I'll have to find the text I sent you and screenshot it and send it to you.
Yeah, that happens.
All the time.
All the time.
And you never, you don't write things down.
Nope.
Or like in the morning, it's forgetfulness, I guess what it is the annoyance. When you go to work, and I'll leave you because you work right next door to a dry cleaner, so I'll leave the dry cleaning for you to take. 9 out of 10 times.
That's true.
9 3/4 out of 10 times.
I'm so bad with that stuff.
You leave it by the door.
Yep.
I have to put it in your car and then text you while you're at work and say, make sure you bring that into the dry cleaners. And it's not just that. It's...
Oh, no. That's just my way of life. It's...
Yeah, no. You are very forgetful. You should really write things down.
About what?
All right, go ahead, your next one.
Okay. The yelling. Holy shit. We could probably retire if Danielle had a swear jar for every morning if she had to put a nickel in.
Fuck yeah.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Does everybody else out there scream like this?
Just moms.
Oh, I can't even imagine. I should take audio of this and put it out there
no,
so people
don't.
Can hear you in the mornings.
Please don't.
That
yeah, I
is
do. I'm
insane.
A screamer.
But you're an overreactor
no,
and you're
I'm
a
not.
Screamer.
I'm not.
You're overreacting right now.
Listen, first of all, you're upstairs in the morning. Am I correct? You're drinking your coffee,
absolutely.
Relaxing. So you're not downstairs when I say to the kids, get your shoes, put on your shoes. The bus is going to be here in 5 minutes.
Right.
Put on your shoes. The bus is going to be here in 4 minutes. Put on your shoes. By the time I get to 2 minutes, I'm done. I can no longer ask. How many times can you say something before yelling? And for those people who can do that, how? Because there comes a point where I just lose it completely. And the only way I know how to handle it is yelling.
Mm. You're very good at that.
I am good at
it.
That's
why
I do it.
She is loud.
I have a lot of practice. I am loud, but you have to be loud. I have to let them know I'm serious.
Yeah, because they respond well to your yelling.
Well, I feel better after I yell, and that's what's important.
All right, what do you got?
I have your inability to say sorry.
I'm sorry?
No, seriously, that you can never, or you do say sorry.
I think I'm better at that.
Better, yes, yes.
Maybe it's just that I don't do anything
right.
to
Maybe
have to say I'm sorry
less.
For.
That
now.
Might be part of it, but you cannot. You do not know how to say sorry. Or I have to wait until I've cried and screamed and yelled and we fought for 24 hours. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, you are right. And by this time.
Real?
That's Augie.
Oh.
So it's by the time I'm exhausted and I'm mad at you, even more mad at you than I was at the beginning for something that could have just taken 2 seconds that you say, I'm sorry, and then it's done. But we have to go on and on about it and fight when you could have just settled it.
All right. So down to my last one, which we all know now is the whole toiletry issue. And wow, what an issue. It's awful.
It's such a ridiculous thing to get upset about.
Using somebody else's toothbrush?
I didn't use your toothbrush.
You've used my toothbrush.
Right, in the past, not for
a long
time.
Well, you learned your lesson.
My razor,
my deodorant.
Well, sometimes I'm out of razors and
okay.
deodorant.
Then you're going to be hairy.
That would be more of a pet peeve.
I cannot stand invading my...
It doesn't make any sense. Is that what it's about? Because the whole product use doesn't make sense. That something that touches me, you're grossed out by.
No, I think it totally makes sense. You know what? That's like my space. That's my stuff. That's my... Don't touch it.
If that's what it's about, then fine. Because I never understood.
It's weird. Another... Your things are weird.
Yeah.
I guess just maybe to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. Maybe it's...
That too. Well, you're also high maintenance about a lot of things. You've really? Gotten better.
Yes, wanting my own deodorant is high maintenance?
Well, when you put it like that. No, you are high maintenance about a lot of things.
You can't sneak in an extra pet peeve.
That's not a pet peeve. That's just a personality trait. That's just a fact. But I think probably for a lot of couples, it's probably the opposite. I think a lot of stuff that you get annoyed with me about is probably a lot of stuff that wives get annoyed with.
Oh, correct.
With
no, we have a huge amount of opposite situations that I think are the norm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, because you're super clean.
Right.
And you're super organized about most things. And you...
Well, I'm super organized about my things. Like...
Yeah, that's true, too. Can I just add this in here?
No, that's another pet peeve. That's...
No, it's not a pet peeve.
Okay.
When you bait, like, I'll say, can you help me? Can you give them a bath or whatever? And you like half help because you'll give a bath and then you'll leave their clothes on the floor. So you've like half helped. Or in the morning, I'll say, can you dress Jonah? So you dress Jonah, but you leave his dirty clothes right where you dressed him rather than
you
putting them in
say,
the hamper.
Change him and then take his pajamas to the whatever where they go.
I need to say that.
Well, I mean... I don't know where they go.
That's sad.
No, it's smart.
And also...
This is turning into a whole... Wait a minute. Let me get my other list.
When you dress the kids, why can you not dress our kids? Why are they never match? They go out looking like homeless people. I literally, if you're going to bring them somewhere, I have to call somebody or send a text and say to the people who are going to be there, FYI, Adam was in charge of the children today, which is why they're going to show up looking homeless.
Which, let me add this one in for you. That's a strange thing that you should care about because that's like an organization, like caring about what you look like thing, which I don't think that's a big issue for you.
Well, I'm not looking for them to look like, you know, the royal children, but I would like them to look like they have a home and real clothes and a hairbrush. Is that too much to ask?
That's a little bit too much.
That's all I'm asking. I just want people to think that, like, we're not, you know, I mean, we are neglectful parents, but I don't want them to think we're neglectful about that stuff.
No, that makes sense. And especially coming from somebody who showers every 3 days and wears yoga pants for the same
people
3 days.
People are going to wonder why you're attracted to me. I only shower every 3 days during the week, and it's not every 3 days. Maybe every other day, and it's only if I don't work out, and it's only if we're not going anywhere, and I'm going to be home, and I have no reason to shower.
Right.
Like, if I think we're going to, if I know we're going to go out, I shower. If I'm leaving the house, I shower.
Right, and first you text me, do I have to shower if we're going?
I don't like to go places where I have to shower. No. I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah, I hear you.
If I have to shower and I have to wear
And that's an opposite.
And I can't wear elastic waistband pants, I don't want to go. Just FYI.
And that's how we're
don't
opposite. Maybe that's how I'm high maintenance too.
You like pants?
No, I have to shower to go out.
Right. You have to shower even if we don't go out. We're not going anywhere today.
I showered.
I did not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of which, I feel like hell. I'm so dedicated to this podcast. We drank too much last night. We had a party. And I'm having a cocktail just so we could do a podcast.
That's a good segue to what are we having?
We are having, well, it is 11 in the morning.
Right.
So I am having
So it's okay
mimosa.
To have these, like... Quote, I'm making air quotes, everybody. Breakfast cocktails.
Only when we're podcasting.
Only when we're podcasting.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to do a lot more times a day. We have to podcast three
everybody.
Times a day.
All right, so I'm sorry, you're having what?
A mimosa.
Oh, a mimosa. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm having a Greyhound with pineapple, which is just vodka.
What's a Greyhound?
Vodka, grapefruit juice, and pineapple juice.
Do you mean Grey Goose?
What?
Is it called a Greyhound?
No. A Greyhound is vodka and grapefruit.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
It's called
the
Greyhound. And then I add the pineapple. It's delicious. Everybody should try it.
That sounds terrible.
No,
I hate pineapple and grapefruit.
Right.
Juice.
You should try it.
I like orange juice, though.
So do you have one more that you didn't use yet?
I mean, we seem to keep coming up with new ones. Yes, I do. And it is one that's similar to one you had about me with spending and stuff. But it's not spending. It's more that you order all this crap from like startup companies and stuff. And then you never do anything with it. It just sits around. Like, literally, you forget that you order them, I think, because you invest in these things when they're first started. And then they come like 8 months later.
Or 2 years.
Or 2 years later. And they show up. And they literally, the box will sit there until finally I'm like, are you going to use this? And then we just throw it out.
It's kind of funny.
No, it's not funny. It's just more crap all over the place. Like right here, look in the corner. Like we have like six boxes. This is the nicest room in the house, actually. It's the only room we actually have done. And in the corner, stuck in the corner, are like, you know, 4 weeks worth of boxes that have shown up that he can't figure out what to do with. I don't even know what's inside them.
Well, I forgot
them.
I bought them. I don't know what I wanted it for in the first place.
There you go. So you talk about wasting money.
But it's really cool stuff.
All right. So use it.
All right. I don't know
how. Take it out of the box. You don't know how. but yes, that's annoying because I have to deal with all my crap that I leave around. So I don't want to deal with your crap that you leave around.
Well, the funny thing about that pile of boxes is a pile of clothes on top of it that I think you left there a couple days ago.
I did not leave clothes there. Stop it. Can I just have one thing that just you did?
Wait, okay. So I think that's our list of kind of a start list of our pet peeves of each other. There's plenty more, obviously.
I'm interested to hear what other people have. So I think we should put on the website.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Somewhere that they can put, because I want to hear other stuff. And I want people to remind me of stuff that annoys me about my husband that I maybe didn't think of. So if I hear what annoys you, I'll be able to better.
Was there anything you thought I would say that I didn't?
Oh, what do I have? I have razor and deodorant. I knew that was going to be on there. That I leave my crap all over the bathroom. That I yell all day long. I know. I pretty much nailed it. And spending money on stupid stuff. I thought you were going to say like toys for the kids. Like my subscription to the gym that I never go to.
Oh my God.
My monthly charitable donation to the gym. And overall messiness. So yeah, I pretty much knew.
I have some good ones about me that I really surprised you didn't say.
Okay.
Did you mention
Mike? Before you even say them, I agree with all of them.
You will.
Okay. Did I mention
Mike? I had more fun like thinking about my issues.
Well, probably because you think about mine all the time.
Exactly.
You never take the time to think about your own.
Did you mention my teeth grinding?
Oh, I didn't.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's on par with your snoring.
And snoring.
So let's just
keep
you're
snoring.
I don't snore. You snore.
You go back and forth between teeth grinding and snoring. And if you're snoring, I try to turn you over, but it doesn't matter because then you start teeth grinding.
All right. Stop it there. I had another one, which is really small, but I'm always playing my music that you hate.
Yes.
So,
always.
Like,
always.
When you come downstairs and I'm already in the bar room and I got Metallica going on, and then you're just like, ugh.
I hate Metallica.
Turn this crap off.
And you're even wearing a Metallica t-shirt. Did you do that on purpose?
I am.
So I would get annoyed.
Exactly.
I cannot stand Metallica.
Okay.
And heavy metal in general.
Big one. Huge.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge. Drinking and then asking to go to AC.
But that's not an annoyance. Like, okay, wait a minute. Can we have an episode about ways that you've almost destroyed our family?
No. Oh, my God.
Because this one's
that's
worse
personal.
For me because I have more little annoyances. But honestly, we need an episode about all the ways Adam has almost gotten us killed or ruined our lives. Because that's not an annoyance. That's like
that's a big one.
That's a big one. Even the other night, you were out drinking.
I was at, we were at a party.
We were at a neighbor's house drinking, and I stayed home because I was tired. And I get a text halfway through. I just got a text to go to AC, but I don't want to go because I feel bad. Like, really? Last minute, you're going to go to AC? Yes, but that is not a pet peeve. That is like
next level, right?
Yeah, that could ruin a marriage.
All right. Yeah,
I don't know why
it
hasn't, but it hasn't.
All right, before we start ripping each other's throats out, maybe we should close this list. And I don't know what I'm gonna say here, but you have other stuff to say, right?
Uh-uh, not really.
Oh, you're done?
I think so, yeah. I said, no, I was just going to say, you know, these are annoying habits, but I don't think we dwell on them too much. We don't talk about them too much.
No, they've just become part of our...
Right. We are accepting of each right. other. Except for you do have to do something about the grinding. It's really terrible.
Mm.
And I'll try not to lose your deodorant
anymore. I don't do it on purpose.
I know, but you do need to do something about it. And I will try... I will try not to use your deodorant or your tweezers or your nail
Thank
clippers.
You. Don't try.
You're so good, though, at keeping it all so nice and organized.
I know. That's how I like it.
I know. That's how I like it, too.
As long as I do it for
how
you.
To do it. But, yes, I will try harder. The yelling, I will continue
that's
forever.
Never
going to end unless my children start to listen to me and
I don't
start
think,
to listen to me.
Honestly, I don't think these little things, they're never going to end. We
right.
just accept them now.
Yep.
And except for the toiletries, everything else is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I will try to flush more. I will work on my fleshing abilities.
Right.
I will practice my turn of the knob, the handle.
All right. So that was fun.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
I think, yeah.
That was fun.
I
so this was
having
definitely
a cocktail helped.
Right. Much more a quick episode just to kind of get this stuff
out
there.
Send the divorce lawyer home now.
Right.
I didn't need him. Do
yeah,
still
I think
have
we did okay.
Home? Yeah.
I still
great.
Love you.
I do still love you.
Right.
Yeah.
You smell like me.
I didn't use anything of yours today.
Is that you or me?
It must be you, because I didn't use any of your products. I haven't even used any products.
Obviously. You haven't showered in 2 days.
I look and feel like a train hit me. It's not a good situation.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, go to the website.
Don't
and
forget the website.
Put down your pet peeves and see some... and I'll try to post that video of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure everybody's going to be looking forward to that.
Listen, I need proof. It's proof.
We will have links to in the show notes about where to go and find... What are they doing?
Who?
You're asking them to do what?
To put down there if they have different pet peeves that we didn't mention. I'd like to get, maybe we could do some kind of poll and see what people are most annoyed by.
All right, let's set that up.
Yeah, and then share it with your spouse.
And don't forget to go to iTunes, rate us, let us come back,
yes,
and give you
please.
More enjoyment because
please.
We're having fun doing this and we want to keep doing it.
Yeah, it is really, we're having fun and we want you guys to, to be able to let us know what you want to hear too, so we'll do something around there. What would you like to hear? More stuff that leads to divorce, or can we do an episode where you say things you like about me?
Wait a minute, I have that list somewhere. I can't find it, but I do have it somewhere.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you everyone.
Thanks for tuning in.